Now your letters, and okay, all things considered, can't take all of the credit for this, but Max Hassan of Peshaston, Washington, shared this extreme story with us. He writes, "My climbing partner and I recently returned from a great trip to the Stikine region of southeast Alaska. We brought a small solar hand-crank-powered radio that, when brought on a route to higher elevations, gave us one station, NPR. While climbing a new route on Mount Burkett, we spent 30-plus hours huddled in a small tent, testing the limits of our sanity and endurance. The radio kept us going in its own way, and so we've renamed the route the National Public Ridge." Thank you, Max, for that story, and thanks to Alaska Public Radio for keeping you and your climbing partner sane in that tent. Many of our listeners have been inspired by our Summer Songs series. Scott Reed of Virginia Beach, Virginia wrote, "For me, summer music memories begin and end with James Taylor's rendition of Carole King's You've Got a Friend. It was June 1971, and I had found my one and only true love, Robin. I was a rising senior in high school, moving with my Navy pilot father and our family from Virginia to Rhode Island, and desperate to keep this new love alive. The radio saved us. Countless times each day that summer, the song played on. We now have been married 33 years, 7 children and 4 grandchildren. She is and always will be my best friend." You've got a friend. If you have a song or a story you want to share, please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. If the sky above you. This is NPR, National Public Radio.